In King's Speech, one woman is making sure local artists have a place to showcase their art, and in the process is helping build a community. Autumn Novotny has more for KUNR.
Nicole Sterling stands behind the counter at Chickadee Art Collective. At first glance, it looks like any other Tahoe gift shop, but the pieces hanging on the wall tell a much different story. This is a place for a diverse range of local art.
Hi, welcome in.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Let me know if you have any questions.
Okay.
It's all local artists in the shop.
Sterling started Chickadee in 2022 to give local artists and herself a place to sell and showcase their work, creating a tight-knit community of artists. Sterling, born and raised in Kings Beach, does beadwork and paints color-explosive mandalas. Mandalas are geometric circles holding a multitude of patterns. She used to sell her art at a gallery in Kings Beach, but it closed in 2019, leaving her art with no home.
And I knew at that time, we have so many artists in our community and people need a place to sell their work.
Sterling decided to sell her own and other local artists' work out of her driveway, packing her front yard with tents. The sales were so great that it gave Sterling a life-changing idea, filled with hopeful aspirations for an art collective. She heard about the Bear Belly Brewery looking to rent the retail space next door. The other artists in her area cheered her on and encouraged her to take the leap. She realized she could really do this. But self-doubt crept in, making her second-guess everything. Although she felt unsure, she also couldn't imagine anyone else starting an art collective. She quit her teaching job, used the money she had been saving to buy property, and began Chickadee. One of the first artists to join Chickadee was Claire Botsford. She has her own handmade clothing brand called Naughty Bot Knitwear. After earning a college degree to become a physical therapist, Botsford bought a one-way ticket to Paris and traveled the world. At every destination, she bought yarn and knitted a sweater. In 2022, she landed in Tahoe, a place she visited growing up. At the time, she was living in her truck in the Truckee Forest with her cat, Marks. She says she came across a social media post by Chickadee requesting artist. Botsford contacted Sterling. That meeting led Botsford to finding her spot in the local art community. Finding strength through her own self-expression plays a leading role in her evolution as an artist and a person.
And to foster that, to give yourself the time, the space, the resources to be able to do that will serve you for your entire life.
As part of the local art scene, Botsford dedicates her inspiration and growth to Tahoe's community for advocating creativity.
You know, everyone needs someone to tell you to keep creating, and that's what community is for.
Botsford says Sterling encourages her to make products and be her authentic creative self. Though Sterling does a great job at inspiring her artists and encouraging production, Chickadee faces some challenges. This includes relying on seasonal tourist dollars and not being on the main street.
Breaks my heart every time somebody walks in here and says, I had such a hard time finding you.
But an endless supply of local artists makes running the art collective easy. Sterling used to search for artists, but now they call to inquire about Chickadee and frequently bring in their art.
Anything with Tahoe-themed and bears, that's like the tourists come looking for that.
Looking to the future, Sterling dreams of expanding her audience and her array of artists.
That's, I guess, like the next biggest dream is like, what if I had a Chickadee Reno? What if I had a Chickadee Southlake? And what if I had a Chickadee Carmel or something like that?
And as more and more art shops pop up in Tahoe, Sterling hopes that culture continues to reach new heights. Autumn Novotny for KUNR News, Lake Tahoe.
Autumn Novotny is a student at the Reynolds School of Journalism. The story was produced in partnership with the school's Lake Tahoe News Project.